Look at that.
It was so good!
Awesome.
So we're here just playing games? Another trip, another weekend. We're going to Pittsburgh. Oh my God, did I show you the text I got from my mom yesterday? Listen, Mossy behind the camera knows this. If you come from parents who are immigrants, bro, my mom has never typed that many O's ever in her life in a message. That's crazy. For a woman from another country, fuck all the tickets I sold, bro. This is the one thing I got this message from my mom. I almost started crying. I couldn't believe that shit. Because my dad traveled everywhere doing shows like this. Crazy. I'm about to eclipse my dad. And I say that, like, not in a competitive way. It's like a, I don't know, it's a beautiful thing. Oh, man, that's where we're going, baby. So we're headed to the airport now. Tover's going to meet us there. We got 4 shows. Voice is a little bit tired, but by tomorrow, I think we should be good to go.
I'll let you rest.
Yeah, for a little bit, yeah. But we'll catch you later on in the tour. We'll see what's going on.
We back again. We got the minivan. Anytime Heather is with us, we get a minivan because she's a mom.
It's easy. What the fuck? They're about to take their car back, bro.
Oh my God, Morgan.
No, it's just the gas on it.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Bro, look, can I drive? I think we vote about who's driving?
It's the principle. We have to show gratitude and respect. The car that's getting us where we're going, okay, Morgan? Okay, now that you're famous, you don't get to crash minivans, okay?
Tell him, Heather.
Go take a flight home, dude. I don't need to have you on the floor.
Good choice.
You're all right.
You guys feel safer?
Like yeah.
Watch how Mossy drives, though, okay?
Real easy, like an Uber driver.
It's in his blood, baby. It's in his blood, baby.
You feel me?
Hotel room, trying to get ready for the show, and I ain't got no room. Can I get an E? I wish you would step out from that ledge, my friend.
And then we go into the group.
Cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. Come on, turn that front upside down. You pay tickets, you pay money for this.
I think that verse is a little different. It's like,
if
you do not want to see me again.
Oh, you know, I messed the little thing up.
And if you, you're doing that weird rhythm, it doesn't really matter.
That's okay. You know, it's my first time saying that.
Well, I'll get it right or don't do it.
I'm sorry I didn't get it right in the very first time.
I'll tell you.
It's like, dude, who the fuck is this? Who is he? You did it. I just learned it. I just learned it.
You lived through the 90s. You should know this.
That's in Venice. That's in front of a big white.
Hey, bro, I would understand it.
Hey, good boy, babes. Oh, sorry.
Oh shit, that is me. I am him. I am him. This is me. This is me. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Friday night in fucking Pittsburgh.
Write about some stuff. I have a sister who hates me. What? I think because she struggles with mental illness. I hope she does, otherwise she's just a bitch.
We had so much fun.
Can you tell the camera how much you love the show?
We had so much fun!
Fuck. Not to brag, but today I got an email better than any award one can receive. Ladies and gentlemen,
whoa.
We have reached the maximum status you can reach for Delta. We are Delta Diamond diamond medallion status. We are medallions. It means I am better than you. That's what it means.
I am Delta Diamond. I am Delta Diamond status. I'm a diamond Delta.
Hey, don't mind me. I'm just driving. Have all our lives in my hands.
Hey guys, we are here. Activity number one of maybe two or three in Pittsburgh. We are going to the Mattress Factory Museum. Who are you, sir, with a key, huh?
Are you an artist?
Are you a, do you have special, is it like, what's on the sixth floor?
I live there.
Oh, you can live in this building? You live in a museum?
I lived here since the beginning.
You own it?
Wow.
We started it.
You? Oh my, wait, for real?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing this. We're from out of town and we're going to take a look.
Can we come up with you?
No. Thanks for letting us in your home, dude. So we're here just playing games. Wait, so if you sit down, I think you sit down. What do you know, dude? What do you know, bro? What's your name, bro? This is, guys, just so you know, this is a fax machine from 1986, by the way. This is actually what a fax machine from the 86 is. That's why you hear all of it.
Stop your YouTube reels like last week,
really?
Actually.
He's part of the museum.
Yeah, great exhibit. Best exhibit.
They're paying me to wander around here.
Oh, that's so cool.
They're paying me to wander around here. And,
very miraculous.
Yeah. I am the museum, bro. Oh, shit.
Family dance party.
This is what art's all about. It's how we interact with the space.
That is fucking so nice.
Welcome to the party, bro.
Cover your eyes. Cover.
Guys, can I ask, is this one Asian?
How do you tell by your titties or?
Your eyes.
Oh.
What the fuck do you mean your titties, bro? But where are you gonna sweat it like this? Where are you gonna sweat it like that? Yes, on Amazon? I could, there's some weird stitching going on over here. Got him! Got him! Yeah.
Your church. I'm a big fan.
Are you really?
I follow you, dude. Yes.
Oh my goodness, dude. What's up?
Liam,
what's up? Toy Story on acid, bro. Touch something.
I think that from the moment we got in that elevator and somebody told us that he lived in the same fucking building, I knew that something was up. I knew there was a fucking sham, or it didn't make any fucking sense to me, and it just remained that way for me.
What I think we saw today at the Mattress Factory is interpretive abstract art using a lot of trash to make art, which there's nothing wrong with that. I think that it is a very subjective experience, not a typical art museum.
Okay, the only word I heard in that sentence was trash.
I thought what we did experience was, in fact, an art museum. However, listen, man, when you the farther away you get from New York, the weaker things become, bro.
Cool things. I don't know about that.
Heather, shut up, dude. You don't know what you're talking about.
Let's be positive. What was everybody's favorite thing in the museum?
I like the big legs from the little...
The big legs?
Yeah, I like the big legs.
I was sad we couldn't climb all over them, though.
Actually, my favorite part was being recognized all those times, to be honest with you.
I'm so glad you could be real with us.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, my favorite part was doing something with my friends.
Please.
You know, that's it. All right, so we are now going to Randy's, or as they call it, Randyland. Apparently, the Randyland was made in honor of Randy's partner who passed away, I think. Is that Randy? That's Randy. Yo, the vibes are off the chart in here. The vibes are off the chart in Randyland, dog. Can I just say something? While this place is cool, this place demonstrates there's a fine line between the junkyard and art exhibit, right? Everything is laid out, but you see, like, it's organized. But most of all this stuff is, like, found shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying is actually positive. You could take a lot of, like, found stuff. Like, look at this. This, look at that. Interesting. Every piece of this space is, like, arted out, bro. What up? Let's get this bread tonight, guys. Better get their bread tonight. What's going on? Better get their bread tonight.
Oh my God.
Bro, you okay?
I love you, bro.
Are you okay? Let's go. I'll see you too. What's up?
Oh my God.
I gotta keep going all the way to the end.
Yeah, no, you can stay.
I gotta keep going. I gotta run now. We gotta run. Holy shit! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Until
it doesn't. Not worth the line, bro.
Into the line at your own show?
Now I have to fucking walk back like a weirdo, dude.
Enjoy the show. Thanks, you too.
Please, no photos. Wait, we gotta go back.
Oh, no.
Another successful show, bro.
You had your turn. Who's next? You gotta tell it turns green. Tell it turns green. Oh, it's green. It's green. Oh, see you later. Don't get hurt. Bye bye.
Where are we at, bro?
Oh, we're in Nashville.
Quick, in the car. No, this way.
Oh my God. I'm shaking.
Lucy.
I'm
placer de conocer de Lucy.
See you later.
Right there, dude. We in Seattle about to film part two of the quote comedy special. We're at the Neptune Theater. It's about 600 seats. We got two sold out shows, about 1200 people. I'm not 100%. I still have a cough, but hopefully by the time we get to the show, we'll be okay. We're gonna meet Topher downstairs. Again, I gotta say that I know this seems weird, but I do yoga in the morning, so I put the sheets down and shit. So I don't want to do it on the floor because the floor is probably kind of dirty and shit. So apparently the lore behind this place is that there were brothers that ran this and they got into a fight and then they broke up and one of them opened another sandwich spot in a different part of the city.
That's awesome.
This is the original and the other one is called Paseo, but the word on the street is that it's a little bit nice, better here. I don't know.
Do you say Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean. I say Caribbean.
You say
Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's Caribbean if you're talking about Pirates of the Caribbean. It's Caribbean if you're talking about the place.
Yeah.
I say it's Pirates of the Caribbean. I got the chicken. Look at this shit. Look at that. For this sandwich that Topher's got, it's supposed to be the number two sandwich in America.
Keep it in the paper, homie.
Yeah, that's the best sandwich in America. It's really good.
Is it good?
It's really good. Yeah.
Wow. My turn? Alright.
Mm. Oh yeah, savory, sweet, a little crunch on the bread. I love it.
The baguette gives it a really good warm texture. The sauce that they use, thinly cut steak, just
delight for the senses and the palate.
I've already been here, but I got a chicken sandwich this time. I wanted to see how this was. Good as I remember. Very fucking good.
It's supposed to get messy, bro.
Hey, buddy. You put on some weight? What you got here, huh? Good sandwich?
That was good, dude.
Yeah? I'd put that sandwich in my asshole if I could.
And I'd eat it out, dude. It was really great.
Yeah, it was great. And shout out Mario. Mario's got good energy, good vibes.
This guy's gonna fucking kill it in his shows.
Let's go. We'll see you there. Bro is out here running this shit top to bottom. So shout out to Un Bien. We will be back. Beautiful day in Seattle. Let's go do 2 sold out shows. So man, if you're a guy, you work in the entertainment industry, you're gonna have to know how to do your makeup, and that's okay. Luckily, I don't need too much makeup because I take care of my skin. Get enough sleep, drink a lot of water, y'all. That's all you gotta do. It just sucks at the end of the night. I'm gonna take my mask off. Can you imagine girls be doing this for like an hour, bro? I fucking hate this. As we get closer to the stage, the shackles will come off.
Ooh!
Everybody tries to sneak in. Gonna fuck him up.
This is the killer right here, huh?
Fuck him straight. We'll be like,
baby girl, love my bop and I like me too.
No room yeah, that's for pretty my crazy. That's pretty crazy, through. Huh?
Whatever.
I ain't on the plane, don't stop. They ain't gonna feed you. I've been all on my grind, so I need you. Baby girl, love my bop and I like me too. No room for my crop and my baby see through.
Get in here.
I gotta go.
Stop it.